you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 142 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host, as usual. Today we have kind of a special event, short little show here, because I have two of my favorite people, two past guests from the show. Allison Williams, who you will recall was on episode 125, and Carolyn Elephant, who was on episode 133. So Allison and Carolyn are here today to talk about a special event that they have coming up in January here in the Washington, D.C. area. So this is a bit of a local flavor to the show, but I'm delighted to have both of them on today to talk to you about a special solo and small practitioner meetup that they have scheduled for January of 2019. So without any further delay, here's Allison and Carolyn. Allison Williams, Carolyn Elephant, welcome back to The Law Entrepreneur.
Thanks for having us, Neil.
Yes.
Well, I'm delighted that both of you can be back. If our listeners remember those names, or think they remember those names, they are correct. Allison was our guest on episode 125. We talked about her progress as an attorney in New Jersey and the creation of a program that we're going to talk about here called the Law Firm Mentor. And of course, Carolyn Elephant, as I've said before, belongs in the Mount Rushmore of solo practitioner coaches and writers, who has been the author and the creator of myshingle.com for a lot of years. So I'm delighted to have both of you back again. As I said earlier, two of the titans of solo practice and education. The reason we're having you on the show today is because the two of you have an event coming up here in the new year. And this is a bit local here in the Washington, D.C. area. But of course, anybody who's in the listening distance is welcome to join us. Allison, tell us a little bit about the details of what you guys have planned.
Sure. The whole idea of it is it's a joint networking event. And before I get too far into it, let me apologize for my voice. I'm kind of getting through the winter malaise, and it's caught me with a little bug.
The bubonic plague.
Yes. So, in any event, the event is scheduled for January 10th, and it is co-hosted between myself and Carolyn Elephant. And the whole idea is that we want to bring out solo and small law firm attorneys so that we can meet you and share resources with you that are really designed to help you be more ethical, more profitable, and more successful in running your business. And one of the greatly underserved areas of education for lawyers is how to be successful in business. And what we seem to not really understand as a profession is that when we are running highly efficient businesses, we make sure that we meet our deadlines, we serve our clients well, and we also profit without there being any type of conflict between professionalism and profit. So we want to help lawyers to accomplish that. It's a mission of both of our organizations. So we decided that we were going to have this networking event on January 10th at Busboys and Poets. We're going to have a lot of great food, a lot of great cocktails, and a lot of great free information for the solos and small law firm owners out there.
Now, Carolyn, you've been writing and publishing on the topics that are near and dear to solo and small firm practitioners for years. How do you envision this live event kind of capitalizing on that foundation that you've built?
Well, I think that one thing I would like to do is, you know, certainly with people who have been reading my blog for a long time, I'd like to bring them out. One of the reasons that I wanted to co-host with Allison is because one of the purposes of my blog is to introduce solo and small firm practitioners to services that are provided by people who actually have bona fide experience. I think that very sadly, some lawyers are prone to promises by hucksters and by people who promise them a lot of benefits and who don't really have experience with solo and small firm practice. And again, there are ways that you can glean a lot of marketing information from other practice areas, but I think it's very helpful for attorneys to see that there are solo and small firm lawyers who are successful in their practice and who are willing to share the work that they do and teach about how they've become successful. And so that was one of the reasons why I reached out to Allison about this event. So I'm hoping that, you know, many of the colleagues who I have here in the DC, Maryland area will come out and, you know, reacquaint themselves with me and with my blog, and also, you know, take away many of the lessons that Allison will be able to provide as part of this event. So, and it's also just very consistent with the theme of my shingle, which is to empower and celebrate solo and small firms. And what better way to celebrate than come out and have some drinks? And also, what better way to be empowered than to gather and to gain new information about how to run your practice? Plus, right at the beginning of the year, you can start 2019 off right.
You know, one of the things I find so exciting and so interesting about this joint venture of yours is that, you know, it overcomes a lot of stereotypical concerns that we run up against all the time. And I see it often when we have, you know, just from a practical standpoint, an attorney who doesn't want to share legal information with another attorney because they think they might steal, you know, clients from them, or a law firm coach who doesn't want to partner with or cooperate with another law firm coach for kind of the same reasons. You guys both kind of serve the same, you know, clientele, and yet you have no reservations about that. In fact, you're celebrating that. And I find that to be really cool and makes it attractive for me to be a part of it.
How do
you view that, Allison?
Well, you know, I very much believe that even though competition is kind of rooted in our culture and we think of that as the way that lawyers are to advocate against each other, the reality is that no person that's truly attracted to you for you is going to be truly attracted to someone else. You know, we all serve a market, and there's more than enough people that need more than what we as an individual can offer them that you can easily refer to someone else. So I actually had a networking event over the summer in Georgia, and I invited another business coach that I know was local in Georgia. And as a result of it, she's gotten some clients, and I'm very happy about that. So my personal view is that the more you give to people, the more will come back to you in spades. So I don't personally believe that I have to hoard information. In fact, I actually coach local family law attorneys that are right in my backyard. And one could argue that that's taken out of the pot of my law firm. I don't believe that. And then specifically with regard to Carolyn, I mean, she's an icon. So I've learned personally from her as a business owner, and her resources are different in nature than exactly what I offer. You know, I offer personal one-to-one as well as group coaching, and she offers more online courses and resources that people can take back to their office. And she can obviously speak to more specifics about that. But our resources are really complementary to each other, and I think sharing them is only going to expand the pie of who we can help.
And Carolyn, your endeavor at myshingle.com has always been, at least as long as I've been reading and consuming the data on your website and blog, has always been to give away information and to share information and to expand the intellectual understanding that you've gained over the course of your career with as many people as you can. And this seems to be very consistent with that.
Yeah, no, that's a part of it. And like I said, one of the things about my blog is I pride myself on being an honest broker. I have had advertisers on my blog, but honestly, there are companies that I will not permit to advertise on my blog, even as a result of relationships I have with other companies. And there are companies that advertise on my blog, but if they have some sort of a practice that I think can be improved, I may write something that's critical about that. I just think that it's really important for there to be a filter of information, because again, solo and small firms are hit with so much information, and some providers are not reputable or are not knowledgeable. And so I also do try to use my blog to introduce people to valuable resources, whether it's coaching or marketing companies that can help build their practice, whether it's people who deal with mindfulness and stress and anxiety, or who can teach them about different business models. I mean, there's so many different ways to skin the solo and small firm cat, so to speak. And just to reinforce what Allison said, because of that, because there are so many different approaches, there really isn't a lot of competition. And the types of things that Allison focuses on, which is, you know, just really, I mean, Allison's firm has had crazy, incredible success and dynamic growth. And, you know, people who want to be able to grow their firms in that way or to start down that path, she's a natural fit for them. So, and for somebody who maybe has a different fit, there may be somebody who just wants a part-time practice that's largely online and, you know, just wants to, you know, take a few clients here and there and maybe, you know, spend time at home, or somebody who's on the verge of retirement. I mean, they're going to need and want a different type of service. They can certainly learn from all of these services, but you definitely have people who fit, you know, within your core, your ideal client.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that really interested me as well about this event is you're not just bringing a whole bunch of attorney nerds in a room and plying them with adult beverages and hoping they all get along and develop relationships. You have an actual plan, an actual almost curriculum behind the event. Do you not, Allison?
We do. I mean, it's designed to be informal, so I don't want people to think they're coming to class.
Sure.
They are going to come and they are going to be able to have specific questions answered. And one of the things that I love since I've been doing these events about getting out there and getting in front of people is that a lot of times with coaching and business consulting services, lawyers in particular, we tend to be skeptical. We tend to say, I don't know unless I've seen it, heard it, observed it, personally experienced it. I don't know if it's real or if it's valid. And by virtue of coming out and getting a sense of who you're talking to, what their experience is, how they would address issues with you, how they would advise you, you can develop a level of faith that you're not speaking to some stranger over the phone, but you're really getting a live person with real valuable experience to offer you. So I think it's just a better way of interfacing with people. Person to person is just the way to go. And the fact that we're much more social now and doing a lot of stuff online doesn't change that reality. Humans have not really evolved that much.
Well, and for me, you know, despite the fact that I'm excited about, you know, learning new things and being able to ask questions, as you said, I'm just excited to be able to meet people in the area that either, you know, I've known online or through the podcast or vicariously by reading their blogs, such as Carolyn's for years. So there is a social aspect to it that, frankly, sounds like it's going to be pretty fun. And you got some, you're giving away some gifts, some door prizes as well, right? I mean, who doesn't like that?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't want to tell too much about the door prizes, but I think I mentioned earlier.
But there's incentive to come.
There's definitely incentive to come. You know, the prizes will range in value from a couple $100 up to a few $1,000 in value. So people that have come to the events in the past have absolutely come and gotten free courses. They've gotten free group events. So they've been able to take something, not just from the moment of interacting with all of these great professionals in their area that can give them referrals, but they also have been able to get information that they can use right away to help their business.
Well, I'm delighted. It sounds like it's going to be great fun and very successful. You know, the moment you put it out there and advertised it, I signed up. So I'm a paid participant, so I have some objectivity here with respect to the event. So Carolyn, tell us a little bit about how our listeners can, if they're so inclined, come join us.
Well, so the event, just to clarify, there is a deposit, but the deposit is refundable. I mean, it is a free event. So people will be getting food and drinks as, you know, as part of that. It's just, you know, the payment is just is just a deposit that's refundable. In order and for people to be able to come, I mean, I've been advertising it on my blog, myshingle.com, and also the My Shingle Facebook page. I think, I'm trying to think if I have an actual URL for the direct URL.
Well, there's, let me just jump in. There's also an Eventbrite invitation or event on Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite and you, you know, search for the event, you'll be able to find it there. And we're going to include all the particulars on the show notes. So if you're driving in the car or running on the treadmill at the gym while you're listening to this podcast, don't worry. When you get home, you can go to the lawentrepreneur.com and look up the episode, get the show notes, and we'll have everything there for you. Allison, I understand you got to run to the doctor here, try and shed yourself of this bubonic plague. I want to thank both of you ladies for taking the time to be a special guest here on The Law Entrepreneur, and I look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Can't wait to see you, Neil. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur, Ruby Receptionists. They, along with our old friends at Spotlight Branding, as well as Market Circle, the makers of Daylight, are the ones that make this podcast possible, and for them, I am very grateful. So please be sure to visit their websites. You can find the locations in the show notes for this episode of The Law Entrepreneur, or you can go to our website, thelawentrepreneur.com, and navigate to the resources page, and there you can find a way to get to each of their websites. So please visit their websites, sign on as clients. I'm a client now of all three, and I think you'll be happy you did so. So that's Ruby Receptionists, Spotlight Branding, and Market Circle, the makers of Daylight.